They know you. My daughter's up there too. I guess she's getting ready to come down.
Okay. Keep this near you so that we're sure to get everything that you
must
say.
Must I talk a little louder?
No. As long as we'll check it back in a minute to make sure that we're getting you clearly.
Okay.
But the first thing I'd like to ask you is about your home in Europe. What country did you live in, and where were you? You know, what country were you born in?
Yes, that was they called it Austria.
In Austria.
But it was a city of Lemberg. It belonged to Austria, and later it became Poland.
The city was the Lemberg.
Lemberg, mm-hmm. And it was Galicia. You've heard of
yes.
Them talking about Galicianos.
Yes.
That's what we were.
I see.
But it was also called Austria, you know, but then some famous actor that died not too long ago came from there because I read about him.
Is that so? And did you live in that town, or was it in the country?
It was a big city.
It was a big city.
It was the capital of Galicia at the time.
Oh, I see.
I was told it was a big city.
I see. Hello.
Hi.
All right. Do you remember the type of a house that you lived in Europe?
Well, it was something like one room and a piece of an alcove or something like that.
And how about your family? Did they live... how large was your family? What did it consist of?
You mean...
In Europe?
I had
your parents,
one sister.
You had one
and
sister.
Two brothers.
And were they older than you? Or you?
And one was older. I had an older brother, and the rest of them were younger.
I see. And are they, are any of them living today?
I just had my sister living.
Your sister. Okay. And how long did you live in this home? How old were you when you left there? When I left the country.
Yeah. Oh, in between 7 or 8.
Seven or eight years old. And you had lived in that particular house all your life?
Oh, no.
Until you left there?
Well, I didn't remember
where
we came from before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose they moved.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work did your father do?
He was a baker.
Oh, was he? Did he work for a bakery? Or?
Yes, he worked. Mm-hmm. You mean over there?
Over there. Mm-hmm.
For someone.
Mm-hmm. He worked in a bakery. And what language were spoken in your
home? Polish. A lot. And German.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Polish.
Did they speak Yiddish at all? Did your family
speak
Yiddish also?
Oh, yes.
And did you have any schooling over there before you came here?
Well, more or less like a kindergarten.
Oh,
you know, like a...
Mm-hmm. A preschool type.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the synagogue over there?
Once I only went on some special evening like Erev Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a basement, it seemed like.
Oh, uh-huh.
It wasn't anything like our shuls here.
Uh-huh.
They weren't pretty, you know, they weren't beautified.
And do you have any recollection of the non-Jewish people in the community there? At that time?
Well, they were mostly Polish people.
Polish people. Were they friendly?
I couldn't call it real friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember I was supposed to have had a wet nurse, if you know
yes.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to visit her once,
uh-huh.
Saturday afternoon, and she kissed me. I didn't know who she was, but I was told that, see, my mother had to work or something.
I see.
And,
oh, that's interesting. And, well, I guess you were too young at the time to remember any organizations. Do you remember if your father belonged to any Zionist
or no, not a neo-country.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recollection of how the government in that country treated the Jews?
Good, because we had no problems like the Russians did.
Mm-hmm.
None.
No problems at all.
Mother said he was a real good king, or the Kaiser,
mm-hmm.
Kaiser Franz Joseph.
And there was no feeling of anti-Semitism?
Nothing like that.
And do you have any recollections of how you felt about America when you
oh,
were, before
it,
you
it,
came?
It was a great thing. We were promised everything beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We were the talk of the town. We were going to America.
Because you were, you one of the few families at that time?
Well, I didn't know the others. My dad already was here. He was here about 9 months before we did.
Oh, I see.
And he made it possible for us to come, you know, by sailing his nickels and dimes. And he got work right away.
Oh. And why did your father leave the country?
It was very hard. He worked very hard for very little.
I see.
And his brother was here already.
I see.
And he made it possible for him to get there first.
I see. And why did they select the United States?
Well, because the uncle, my uncle Schneider, his name was, and he was a tailor.
Yes.
And he already started, and he figured he understood the hardships of just making a living. It was very hard at that time.
Yes.
And he sent for him, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. When you came to the United States, when your family came, did they have a definite destination? Did they know they were coming to Pittsburgh?
Why, I think so. Yes, you know, we had the address and the phone, not the phone, God, no phone there, but the address and telegrams, you know.
I see. And your father's brother was already in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes, on the north side. They had in fact, he was a tailor for some of those famous old actors, like, I forgot his name, he lived in Pittsburgh at the time, Banjou or whatever his name.
My memory is Adolph Monge.
Yes, or some, and Lillian Russell or something. You know,
how
they tailor made clothes for people like that.
And when you started on your trip to the United States, were you part of a large group?
No, just our own family. There were other people that we didn't know then.
Mm-hmm. But just your particular, was that your mother?
Mother and four children.
I see. And how did you travel? How did you leave
Austria? First we had a horse and buggy somewhere to take us to the station, and we got on the train.
On the train, and
to get to Hamburg. And there, I guess they arranged a small boat to take us to the big boat, from what I can recall.
I see. And did anybody meet you? When you arrived in the United States?
Oh, in Pittsburgh.
No, at
the Castle Garden. We were there for a couple of days.
Oh, you were there for a couple of days.
Waiting for replies, you know, whatever they were waiting for. Money, I guess, you know.
Yes. Was there any organization or anything
Dad alone and his family, you know, his brother. Uh-huh. I guess he got help, you know, from someone how to do things.
I see. And do you recall any objects or papers that you brought with you, anything of particular interest that you wanted to bring with you to this country?
I don't much of anything.
And is your name the same when you came to this? How was it, Chami? What was your name?
Schwartz was.
Was your
That was my real name.
And
my dad's name,
I see. Uh-huh. And then when you came to this country, you...
To Schneider.
Do you recall any particular reason why they...
Well, Uncle Schneider told my dad to do that, and that's what he did. I don't know what reason he had, but Dad was foolish enough to go ahead. Uh-huh. It done no harm.
No, I'm sure it didn't make... It was a very common... Everybody...
I suppose. Well, he wanted to have the same name his brother did.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But there was a third brother that wouldn't change his name.
Oh, really?
He just kept
the old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you first came to the United States, what impressed you most, your first impression?
We stopped in Pittsburgh, and other than that, we didn't pay no attention to the Castle Garden with a whole lot of people there waiting to get called.
Mm-hmm.
And we came right to Pittsburgh. I believe it must have been at the B&O station.
Mm-hmm. And do you recollect at all how you felt?
We stood by our luggage,
mm-hmm.
the children, and Mother looked around, but my dad found the kids first.
Oh, did he?
And an aunt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt, Mrs. Schneider, you know, sister, his sister-in-law. And then they took us to our apartment, to Bedford Avenue, on the third floor somewhere.
Okay, that was, you had an apartment?
It was already, you know, furnished, partly, I guess, you know. Does it sound interesting?
It is. It's very interesting.